It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, August 5th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. The location data broker Xmode Social isn't exactly a household name, but it got some unwanted attention last year when it was banned from apps in the Apple and Google app stores following reports about the company's national security work for the U.S. government. That wasn't the end of Xmode, though. The Wall Street Journal now reports exclusively that Xmode is getting acquired by a bigger company in the location data collection space. It may seem like a bumpy journey for the company, but the rocky road for location data collection may just be getting started. On today's show, Patience Hagen, who covers digital advertising and privacy, joins us to discuss the deal and how growing limits on data collection are affecting the industry. That's after these headlines. Uber reported a strong rebound in ridership and strength in its food delivery service during the second quarter. The company posted its earnings after markets closed on Wednesday. The ride-hailing giant reported an adjusted loss, excluding tax, interest, and some costs, of $509 million. That was a wider loss than analysts expected, but significantly smaller than the $837 million loss it saw in the same period last year. Uber said it expects its losses by that measure to narrow further next quarter, and that it's still on track to post a profit by the fourth quarter. A day earlier, rival ride-hailing business Lyft reported a profit on an adjusted basis, excluding taxes and other costs. It's the first time Lyft hit that milestone, and it comes as its ridership also picks up. Facebook says it cut off access to a research project that was analyzing political ads on its platform. New York University's Ad Observatory began the study last September, recruiting more than 6,500 volunteers who'd use a special browser extension that collects data about the political ads Facebook shows its users. Facebook had not given permission for the project. A spokesman said the study violated the company's terms of service and collected some data that violated users' privacy. In a written statement to the Wall Street Journal, the lead researcher on the study called Facebook's privacy concerns a pretext and said the group's work often called attention to problems on Facebook's platform. And speaking of Facebook, the company is halting sales of the Quest 2 virtual reality headset made by its Oculus division. And it's issuing a recall of the device's foam facial pads following reports that the pads could irritate users' skin. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission said Facebook received more than 5,700 reports of skin irritation, including rashes, burning, and hives. 45 cases required medical attention. When sales resume, Oculus will include a silicone cover that fits over the foam. People who already have the headsets can request a free silicone cover online. All right, coming up, what the acquisition of a little-known location data broker tells us about a multi-billion-dollar industry. That's after the break.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on ya. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
In 2013, as an undergrad at the University of Virginia, Joshua Anton created an app to help his friends when they'd had a few too many drinks. The app prevented users from making embarrassing calls, drunk dialing, and it tracked their location to keep them connected with friends or help them find items they may have lost while they were stumbling home. Anton realized that location data was a valuable product, and he pivoted to form a location data company called Xmode. The company partnered with other apps to collect the precise location of smartphones and then provide that data to commercial customers. But public scrutiny of those clients led to Xmode being kicked off the Apple and Google platforms last year. Now, the Wall Street Journal exclusively reports that Xmode is being purchased by an IP intelligence company in Atlanta called Digital Envoy. The deal comes at a moment when data collection, and the collection of location data specifically, is facing greater pushback from the public and regulators. Joining us to discuss all of this is our reporter, Patience Hagen. Hey, Patience.
Hi.
Xmode is part of a multi-billion dollar data collection industry. Tell us, why is location data specifically so valuable?
Location data is valuable to a lot of businesses that want to understand how much foot traffic they're getting or their competitors are getting. It's also really important to the digital ad industry as one of the ways that they figure out whether their ads worked. For instance, you know, if you saw an ad for a restaurant like McDonald's, then, you know, McDonald's would collect data both on who saw the ad and then on, you know, who they can figure out actually visited a McDonald's within a few weeks of seeing the ad. Traditionally, they'd be able to connect both the fact that you saw the ad and the fact that you entered a McDonald's back to your device ID. So your smartphone is kind of like the linchpin that gives away whether you kind of do what ads are trying to get you to do.
Okay, collecting data from our smartphones is something a lot of apps do. So why was Xmode booted from Apple and Google's platforms?
Xmode was booted last year after it drew a lot of negative publicity for the way it was working with defense contractors and other national security programs. Xmode collects location data through a lot of different apps. And last year, that included some apps, including a dating app aimed at Muslims called Muslim Mingle and a prayer app called Muslim Pro. It ignited a certain concern that, you know, that this would allow government agencies to have a lot of visibility into where Muslims in this country were and where they were going and what they were doing. So after that controversy, Apple and Google banned Xmode's code from the store. It meant that apps could no longer embed Xmode's code directly into their apps.
Now Xmode is being purchased by Digital Envoy. What will be different for it after the sale?
Well, there's some changes that Xmode has already made in order to cope with the ban from the app stores. So, for instance, in the past, Xmode used to embed its software code directly into apps, and it would show up as Xmode software code. But now that Apple and Google have banned it, they can't do that anymore. So according to a person familiar with the matter, this is what they're going to do. They instead are giving app makers the tools to collect geolocation data using their own code and then pass it to Xmode and other third parties. For another thing, Xmode is no longer going to provide location information on U.S. devices to defense contractors. So they're no longer providing location data about devices in the U.S. They're still providing data about devices abroad to defense contractors. They've also instituted a sensitive app policy that puts some limits on what they can do with data from apps that are deemed sensitive. So this relates to apps that are targeted at users of any particular religion, sexuality, or race. In those cases, location data collected from those apps can't be provided as part of any government work. And Xmode's also changing its name to OutLogic.
Okay, so that's the future for Xmode. Now I want to talk about the future for the data collection industry more broadly. It's facing more scrutiny from platforms and from privacy advocates. What are some of the concerns being raised?
A lot of the concerns are about the level of surveillance that's made possible by this data collection. You know, people are concerned both about the ways that private companies are able to kind of surveil our behavior from these platforms. And then when you look at the way Xmode was reselling their data and who their clients were, that drove people to worry about government surveillance as well. If governments were able to buy this data from the private sector, then, you know, it was really giving government agencies a huge, really open window into our lives.
Are any steps being taken to reduce how much of our data is being collected by these firms?
Yes. However, right now, the most impactful steps are being taken by the big tech companies that act as platforms for these apps, much more so than steps being taken by government. So Apple's rolled out a few pretty impactful steps when it comes to this data collection. Back in 2019, Apple began requiring apps to get consumers explicit permission before they could collect location data. And then earlier this year, Apple began requiring apps to get explicit permission before they could collect users' device IDs. Those device IDs are crucial to how data brokers link data about us to figure out that it's the same person.
All right, so what does this changing landscape mean for companies like Exmode that profit from collecting our digital footprints?
This changing landscape means that companies like Exmode might not be able to get their hands on quite as much data. You know, with more users opting out and Apple putting down more restrictions on how they can get this data, the supply is starting to tighten a bit for them. They might find there's less of this data available for them to collect and resell.
All right, that's our reporter, Patience Hagen. Patience, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. You can always find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.